Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. Ooh, it's Friday, it's Inauguration Day. Doesn't matter how you feel about it, one way or the other. If you're happy, well, then stay happy. And if you're kind of, like, depressed about it, know that change is a constant. There's no such thing as stagnation in the world, so there will be change. There will be change. You know, I was thinking about this election, and I'm not going to get into too much into the election. I want to talk about something completely feeling better, and I'm going to talk about happiness. Ooh, happiness. We're going to get in more into happiness and how to stay happy and how to get happy, you know, without taking drugs, right? Without taking drugs, we're going to get happy. So we're going to do that and take your calls, and if we can relate to all of that. What am I going to do? Yeah, so Where was I going with all this? I don't know. So I have a caller, and I probably have a couple more. So we'll talk to some dead people. Maybe I'll let my spirit guides talk to you about happiness and the state of affairs of this country. We'll leave that one alone. We won't go there today. We'll just kind of let that one kind of idle, just cruise on through the political thing and let it be what it is, right? I'm sure people have really mixed feelings about it. Some people are really into it and some people aren't. But from a spiritual place, I always wondered, you know, when you get to the worst places in life and you get to these, you know, things that you go, oh my God, why are we here? What are we doing here? Why are we doing this? What is happening? The world is going crazy. You know, then you have to look at it from the law of attraction point of view and go, it's contrast. It's contrast. If you see something you don't like, instead of dwelling a lot about what you don't like, you move towards what you do like. So instead of being anti something like anti Trump, be for something. Okay? Just be for something, whatever that is. Instead of being against things, be for something. And move your energy towards being for something. And if you're for Trump, then be for Trump, but don't, you know, leave people alone that aren't. We have rights of opinions in this country. And that's one of the first things I think people seem to forget either side of the spectrum is the other person has the right to speak their mind and their feelings and their emotions. And that's important. So we'll talk about happiness. And we'll talk about I have a bunch of articles, but 9 tips in life that lead to happiness. Ooh, that one sounds good, huh? 10 scientifically proven ways to be incredibly happy. Oh, don't you like that one? Okay, and then there was 10 ways to be. I see a bunch of happiness stuff today, and I thought, well, we got to move to that. And there's a great word in one of these articles that I'll get to, and I think it's really kind of a fun word to use. And just to kind of off in a different direction, if we get there, I don't know if we'll get there or not, I am going to talk about what? Your health, cardio versus weights, okay? How to get in shape, how to prevent heart disease through exercise. Oh, I thought that was a good one, okay? Okay, so let me take a call if you're still there, and then we'll get into the articles, and we'll talk about happiness. You know, and I believe happiness is a natural state of being, that we came into a lifetime to be happy. And it's the world that kind of drags the happiness back out of us. So sometimes we need to be reminded, okay, your natural state is happiness. Let's get back there. Right? Okay. So let me take a call and then we'll jump back into happiness. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
And whom am I speaking to?
My name is Dion.
Dion?
Yeah, Dion.
Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, I was named after Dionne Warwick.
Ah, okay. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, so you're not that old. Dion, yeah. Did you ever go to her psychic line? She had a psychic line for a while. Did you know that?
She did. It was like, wasn't it like Dion and Friends? But I think she was on the same time that like Sylvester Stallone's mom was having hers. And I think that like, for some reason, her, Dion, and Miss Cleo kind of like just all went away.
Yeah, Miss Cleo got in a lot of trouble. So we went to talk about Miss Cleo. She did all kinds of things that got her in trouble. She kind of went the route of Sylvia Brown, who got in a lot of trouble before she died, too. So sometimes you have to be careful what you tell people, right?
Yeah. Well, Miss Cleo died not too long ago.
Yeah, you got to be very careful what you tell people.
Yeah.
Because people will do things. So how can I help you, or can I help you? Or are you just kind of just escaping from the political world for a few minutes?
Yeah, I mean, my favorite part of the inauguration so far has been the sharpshooters on top of the White House. Because these guys walked around on top of the White House. I think that's pretty cool.
I didn't watch the inauguration. I didn't watch the speeches, and I have my own reasons, but I won't go there. But I did watch the parade, and it actually was very humorous because it was the slowest parade ever. They must have been going 2 miles an hour, and it was. I was watching it on Facebook, and it wasn't the parade but it was the comments. People making comments about the parade, you know, that was actually kind of funny because they really went slow.
Al Roker tried to get the vice president to come over and get some candy from him, and he wouldn't do it. I don't know why Al Roker thought that was a good idea, but.
Well, I don't know, but why not? Mm-hmm. Have some fun. Enjoy life a little bit.
Yeah.
So, can I help you, or we,
I don't know.
Are you talking
to dead people, or you can give like messages or whatever?
I talk to dead people all the time. Not all the time. I'm not one of these kind of people that walks through hospitals to see dead people. No. No, that's kind of sad, really. So you want to get a message from a dead person, a family member, an ancestor. You know, this week I asked people, is there any dead people, famous people that you wanted to give a message to? So you got to think about that. I'll ask other people too, because I had a couple people ask, I want to give what's her name or what's his name a message, and that was kind of cool. They got a message back too. So, but let's tune in on you. I keep getting a male figure for you, okay? I hear it as your mother's side of the family, okay? Feels like. Is your grandfather alive? It's either a grandfather or a great-grandfather. It's one of those guys, one of those gentlemen. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. He's one of them. And what is he doing? Kind of in theme to what we've been talking about. He's saying something about your life feels to be like you're plodding along, you're moving along, and it's time to pick up the pace a little bit. I mean, maybe they're talking about the parade. I don't think so, but I think they're talking about your life, that it's time for things to happen in your life that you get to pick up the pace a little bit in your life. Do you know what I mean? You're not cruising.
Yeah, because I've been like moving slow and stuck.
Yeah, so it's time to pick up the pace, that you're plodding along. You're moving, but it's like, you know, not very quickly. And so soon they're going to, wind to your back kind of thing to move you along a little bit quicker in your life. And in which direction is it? And it feels like spirit, your family wants to help you or direct you in some financial issues in your life to help you to see more an opening financially. I don't know why I get that, but I'll give it to you. Okay. So I don't know what's going on, but I get that they're going to kind of open some doors financially for you. I don't know if you're looking for a job.
Everything. My finances are a big mess, so that would be great.
So, yeah, I get it from whoever this is, grandfather-ish type person, that, they're going to help open doors for you. Okay, but I hear also that you need to stop hesitating when they open a door and walk through it. So don't hesitate.
Okay.
You know what synchronicity is? The idea, the concept of synchronicity?
Yeah, when it's timing.
Yeah, when you see something and up, and you've been asking about something, and something appears, like, you know, oh, that's it. Then you got to do inspired action. Your job is to take action. Okay, your job is to take action now. You can't just say that's a great idea. Well, maybe maybe not. I don't know. Because if you feel that you're getting this direction, then you got to jump on it. Okay, it's time for you to take action in your life. The latter half of 2017 is going to be very prosperous for you. That's what I hear. The latter half. You're going, I want it now. I know. Everybody wants it now, right? But I hear it as the latter half of the year. The latter half of the year, from June on, you must be doing some things in preparation ahead of time. But from June on, will be very prosperous for you. And you
That's
will
great.
Take. Let me finish one more thing because I hear this too. You will take that long put off vacation that you've been thinking about. Okay.
Good. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Like every area of my life needs improvement. You know, I just nothing seems to be working. So I have kind of just taken a break because it's kind of like sometimes you just push so hard. And it's like I'm tired of pushing. So sometimes it's
Well, let me give you a word here instead of push. Can you do this? You can think about this one for a while. Allow instead of push. You allow things to come to you versus pushing for it. You ask for it and allow it. It's like, okay, Grandpa, give me something. Give me an opportunity here or show me a way. And then you allow it to come to you instead of beating your head against the wall because you've been doing enough beating a head against the wall lately. You don't want to do that anymore. Right?
True. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the word, just think in terms of the word, I'm allowing good to start coming into my life. Okay?
Okay.
It'll happen. So be ready. Be ready. Yeah, that pushing sometimes can get really frustrated. You end up in a very frustrated place when you seem to be pushing for stuff all the time and nothing's happening and you're pushing harder and it gets tougher. The resistance gets stronger. Just allow, you know, be in that state of allowance. I'm letting it happen. All this good's going to flow to me. The cornucopia of good is going to flow on my head. How fun.
Yeah, I've been making a lot of changes, so I'm trying to get along better with, you know, my sister and I don't know. I think I had a boyfriend for a minute, but like, he ran off.
You didn't scare him off, did you?
Well, he wasn't asking me to go out anywhere. He would call me every day and then never take me out. So I told him.
That sucks.
That's stupid.
That sucks. Yeah,
I'm too pretty to stay home.
That's not a boyfriend. That's not a boyfriend.
No. I don't know what problem was. So.
That's a paranoid individual who doesn't want to do anything. Well, I can't go out.
Paranoid?
Well, he's afraid he'll take you out and then somebody will steal you away, you know. Take you out in public, then other men will jump on you, right?
I don't know. Is that what he thought?
I get kind of weird energy around that. It's like, you know, if I take you out and – Yeah, he was, you know, yeah, he kind of controlling in some way, right?
Oh, yeah, he was a control freak, yeah.
Well, that's what I mean, yeah. You got to control the environment that keeps you in, right? Keep you in your cage, okay?
I wouldn't have mind being kept in a cage if I was like, if it was good. But
yeah,
it was
not a good one. So, okay, so you want romance in your life. Obviously, you want romance. I hear it is straighten out some of the other aspects and romance will follow behind it. Straighten out some of the other aspects of your life and because then you'll be in a better emotional state to accept somebody really good. Boom, done.
I believe that.
Okay, get ready.
I believe that.
You're like a really nice person. You're like a really nice person. I mean, you have a good energy about you. And I'm just not understanding people sometimes why. Yeah. So you're just matching up with the wrong energy. That's what the problem is about. Because you have a really good, warm, loving energy, and so you're just not meeting the same thing. So you got to ask the universe or spirit or God or whatever you're asking for. Just bring me somebody like myself who's nice, warm, and friendly, and kind of a good person. That's all you need.
Okay.
That you're attracted to. That you're attracted to, obviously. It's got to be good chemistry. So go for it. You'll get it.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too.
So let's go back to happiness. Let's get into happiness now, because she was listening and we're talking about this idea of happiness. So maybe what we need, let's see if I can find an article. Okay, I'm going to do this. Start with this article. It's from lifehack.com, and they have articles every day, .org, I mean, not .com. And it's, you only need 20 minutes for insanely productive day with this morning ritual. And I don't know. She's a health and wellness writer, Rima Pandir. Okay, so I think I pronounced that correctly. So let me go through the steps. I won't read all the little things about what she writes up about. So these are the steps. 20 minutes every day. Start your morning off. It's not a lot of time, right? 20 minutes, 12 cups of coffee. No, I'm kidding. No 12 cups of coffee in 20 minutes. That would just buzz you out, right? Okay. Number one, 2 minutes to relive the most positive moment of the past day. Now, this one was new to me, and I've never thought about this one, but this is really, some of these are really new to me, and I thought I would pass these on because these are kind of fun. Okay. The brain can be tricked. It does not realize the difference between experiencing a high and a visualizing one. Okay, so take 2 minutes to write down the happiest moment, 24 hours, and relive it, all of its great moments. That's cool. You know, it's like 2 minutes. It's not like a lot of time. You don't have to think of 1,200 really good things that happened. Just one really good thing. Maybe you had a great meal and relive that great meal that you had yesterday, right? Or maybe you spent time with your dog or your cat or your children, your grandchildren, whatever it is. Relive that really good moment for 2 minutes. They say write it down, but yeah, well, you can write it down or just relive it in your mind. This will make your brain feel more positive. A more positive brain, as we have just seen, basically makes you far more productive in everything during the day, be it work, chores, and hobbies. So, you know, I'm going to share this. If you're not with me on Facebook already, join me on Facebook. I'll post this article to Facebook, and you can read it for yourself. But so I post it there. So if you're not with me, I post a lot of fun stuff on Facebook, and I try to keep it more upbeat, positive energies for the most part. Today was a little different, but for the most part, very positive. Number two, 2 minutes to send a positive email or text. They say email. You could take 2 minutes and text this, I guess, if you're so inclined to text instead of email. I think email is becoming more passe, and everybody wants to text, right? Sending someone a positive email full of nice things will make two things happen. One is that you will make you feel pumped up because you've done a good deed. The other is that will make you stronger in interpersonal relationships, and being popular will certainly make you and your brain happier, thereby making your brain and you far more productive than normal. Now, you can just send a link, email a link, email a joke, just something positive, something uplifting, something that makes somebody laugh. I post on Facebook almost every day a joke of the day. Maybe I should give you my joke of the day. It was kind of cute. Oh, yeah, I'll do that. Okay, I'm going to come back to that in a minute. Okay, we'll come back to those in a minute. Let me do my joke of the day. That's my little positive, fun little message to everybody today, if I can find it. I post too many things, right? Okay, where's my joke? I'll find it. Okay, joke of the day. My husband and I both work, so our family eats out a lot. Recently, we were having a rare home-cooked meal. I handed a glass to my 3-year-old and told her to drink her milk. She looked at me bewildered and replied, "But I didn't order milk." No, for some reason I thought that was really cute and funny. But yeah, you know, it's like, yeah, isn't life changed a lot? You know, right? We're so used to go. I wanted something else. Okay, back to the show. Back to the article. Waiting for callers. Nope. Okay, we're fine. Okay, so we got the thing. So you can do a joke for somebody. You can do an inspiring article. You can write just a quote. You know, the brainyquotes.com is one of the sites I go to a lot to pick up quotes. Brainyquotes.com. And you could get quotes, just send a quote, like from somebody who just kind of an uplifting quote. So 2 minutes to send a positive email. Doesn't have to be original. You don't have to come up with this amazing original thing, right? Okay. 2 minutes to express gratitude. I use the word appreciation, but, you know, they're kind of interchangeable. They do have slight different meanings. Jot down 3 new things that you are thankful for on an everyday basis for at least 21 consecutive days. This will train your brain to become more optimistic and look for positivity everywhere instead of negativity. Now, it could be very simple, like, oh, wow, that hot shower felt really good. I really appreciated that warm shower today. I could say I really appreciate the rain we're having here in the Los Angeles area because everything is going to be so green and beautiful when the rain stops. I appreciate the rain because it's fun to watch. Little things. You don't have to get into the gigantic stuff, you know, but just start showing appreciation for the little things. The law of attraction would teach you the more you appreciate, the more you get to appreciate, and the more you're open to find things to appreciate. You know, I appreciate my cat sitting next to me while I'm doing this. They all look so warm and she looks so warm and toasty, right? Thinking of all that you have makes you feel good about your life. Instead of seeing the glass as half empty, this way you can train your brain to see it as half full. An optimistic view of the world is an indefinitely happier one. Back to happiness. And happiness, as we have seen, puts you on the path towards more productivity. Yeah, you know, I didn't get into the first part of the article, but if you want to read it on Facebook. But they find people that are happy or more productive. Okay? Now, we'll get into And I thought about this one because I don't do it this way. I exercise in the evenings. But I thought, number 4 is 10 to 15 minutes to exercise. Exercise affects the brain in 2 ways. Vigorous exercise. I like the word vigorous exercise. Not kind of plodding exercise, right? Even if it's for just 10 minutes, floods your brain with endorphins, a.k.a. happy hormones. They also... Well, there's some other things. I'm trying to think of the name of the hormones, but this is really good for you. That reduce stress and make you your thinking tank function optimally. Ooh, that's a big word for me. Secondly, by taking a little time to exercise and do something yourself, you train your brain to think that you matter. So positivity carries through the day and through everything you do. Completing an exercise routine is one way to train the brain to get through something with perseverance. And so it makes your brain more productive too. And this is talking about first thing in the morning. Now, sometimes in the morning I take my dog out for a walk, but I have it's not a stationary bike. It's like a wheel that sits and you can pedal on it. And I might do that. I've been doing that at night. I might just do 15 minutes in the morning just to kind of stimulate the heart, right? Get it pumping. Ooh, good stuff. Okay. Where are we at time-wise here? What do I have to do? Where am I? Okay, so I got lots of time. Okay, 2 minutes to meditate. Finally, if it's just for 2 minutes, sit and internalize your thoughts, meditating on nothing but your breath going in and out. This improves the focus mechanism of the brain and makes it more accurate, as well as increasing positivity, lowering stress levels. Sharper concentrations means you let your brain focus on the job at hand, and this makes it more productive. This routine can be done in 20 minutes a day or can be stretched a little more on days you have time. So this is 20-minute routine. I like that exercise thing in the morning where I got my wheel. I can do like 10 to 15 minutes. I would probably meditate longer, which I do. Anyway, another thing about meditation is when you go into quiet contemplation and meditation in the morning, set your intentions for the day. Set positive intentions for the day. Things that you want to accomplish. things that you'd like to get done, set those intentions. So set your intentions. Okay, so let's move on to the next article about happiness. And okay, well, now I'm not going to do the exercise one right now. I'll jump into an article on happiness. It's all about happiness today because, you know, for a lot of people, this is kind of a tough. So let's go through this nine tips in life to lead to happiness. You can see that I'm doing this is from lifehack.com, an older article. And we'll go through these. Avoiding the write-up to it and explain more about it. Understand what it is that makes you happy. Everyone has unique requirements for attaining happiness. And what makes one person happy may be very different from what makes someone else happy. Revel in your individuality and do not worry about whether or not your desires are compatible to those of your peers. Think about that. What makes you happy? When you're kind of down, what makes you happy? What puts a smile on your face, right? Different things for different people. Maybe it's a walk in the park. Maybe it's playing with a pet. Maybe it's playing with a child. Maybe it's a funny movie. Maybe it's cooking a meal or eating a great meal. So figure out, kind of spend some time and go, what brings up my happiness? What gets me back into that state of happiness? And if when you start to feel like dragging a little bit, go to those places. Make a plan for attaining goals that you believe will make you happy. When I read this, it kind of irks me a little bit because I believe we're naturally happy. But I think it's what they're really trying to say is making goals that will bring back your happiness, that will release whatever is holding you from being happy. It's your mood. Your mood will very likely increase as you pursue your goal because you will feel better about yourself for going after something you value. And maybe it's a road trip. Maybe it's getting out and doing something different, right? But sometimes we have to break our patterns in life. If we get into too much of a routine, we can get dragged down by our routine. So maybe just my goal is to do something different. You ever look forward to a vacation? I got this vacation planned, and you're so excited about looking forward to the vacation. The vacation itself may not be as exciting as the planning and getting ready. And the vacation might be a letdown in relationship to just excited you are about the vacation. But that's okay. We just plan another vacation, you know. Plan another one. Because if you love the planning process, if you love getting ready for something, if you love doing something, then take shorter vacations and do the planning process. Maybe a weekend vacation, maybe a one-day vacation. But if you love the planning process of doing something, going somewhere, then do shorter ones, right? Because you love to get into that exciting about getting things packed or getting the car ready or getting the tickets or whatever you're going to do, take shorter trips. Do more of them if you love that process. Surround yourself. Now, this is a really cool one. This is a great one. Surround yourself with happy people. It is easy to begin to think negatively. Well, when you're surrounded by people who think that way. You ever been around negative people very long and you kind of go, oh, I got to get out of here. I can't take these people anymore. So make it a habit of introducing people into your life that are happy. Nobody's happy 24/7, but you know, some people have a really positive attitude. Conversely, if you're around people who are happy, their emotional state is infectious, right? Don't you agree that if people are laughing and having fun? You ever watch movies or watch, you know, videos of children laughing or people laughing? I remember this one video on the subway where a person just started laughing. And everybody got into it. Everybody started laughing, except for the one grumpy guy in the corner. So if you're around those people who express humor, who express laughter, who smile a lot. Now, that's the thing you can do a lot of, and I don't think they talk about here. Just smile more. Smile at people. Smile at everybody. just make a habit of smiling at everybody. I know some women are going, oh, these guys, I don't want to smile at them. But just try to make a habit of smiling at everybody. And that's going to make you feel better. And you know what? It really helps them. I try to do that all the time, smile at people. And I think a lot of times people, when they see somebody smiling, will automatically want to smile back. When something goes wrong, try to figure out a solution instead of wallowing in self-pity. Truly happy people don't allow setbacks to affect their mood because they know with a little thought they can turn the circumstances back to their favor. Now, I would say that's good, but I would go a little bit further with that and say, if things aren't working out and you got a problem, you don't have a solution, turn it over. Let go and let God, let the universe. Go do something fun. Give the problem to the universe and go have some fun, because the answer is going to come to you. Because if you're happy, if you're feeling good about yourself, answers flow. So that's what they're talking about. Instead of wallowing in self-pity, you don't get answers. You can't get an answer. You don't get solutions when you're worrying. So you need to change your state. You need to move into a place that feels good, going back to the point before or 2 points before. Find things that feel good and then revel in that. And you're going to get your answers. Boom, things will change. Things will happen. Next one, which kind of backs to one of our original points we talked about today. Spend a few minutes each day thinking about things that make you happy. It's like the last article, every morning reviewing things that were felt good the day before, things that you laughed about, things that made you happy the day before, right? These minutes will give you the opportunity to focus on positive things in your life and will lead to continued happiness. Always reflecting back on, that felt really good. I really enjoyed that. That was fun. Whatever it is, whatever your personal thing is, that you can go, wow, that felt really good. That really made me happy. That kept me feeling so happy. It could be a movie. It could be a conversation with a friend. It could be a walk in the park. It could be a day at the beach, watching a sunset at the beach. Whatever it is, reflect back on those. Put those in your little storage thing in your brain, or write them down on a piece of paper or on the computer, and make a list of things that make you happy. And then you can always refer back to them. Okay, let's move on here. Let's see what time we have left. So I just want to check back. And moving forward, where was I? Okay, so going along with the same thing, it's also important to take some time each day to do something nice for yourself. Oh, this is like a really biggie. Sometimes we don't do that for ourselves. Like whether it's treat yourself to lunch, take a long relaxing bath, or simply spend a few minutes appearance, you will be subconsciously putting yourself in a better mood. Just doing little things. You know, that little piece of chocolate that you've been holding out. Oh, I have my. It could be your piece of chocolate, right? It could be your piece of chocolate. Ooh, little treat. The relaxing bath. Something that you enjoy. That guilty pleasure. Your little guilty pleasures, right? So, especially if you want to just kind of get your mood back up again. It's been dragging. Find humor in situations that also lead to happiness. While there are times that require us to be serious, when it is appropriate, find a way to make light of a situation that would otherwise make you unhappy. What is that? Looking on the bright side of the street? Looking on the happy side of the street? There was an old Monty Python thing about that. Looking on the fun, well, whatever. But you know what I mean? Don't take life so seriously. Don't like, you know, you can find humor in every situation. Now, I would say I would be really careful with that. You don't want to make fun of other people and be derogatory and sarcastic about other people. I saw enough of that today. No, that's not always the best thing to do. But if you find humor in a situation, just kind of revel in the situation. Next, maintaining your health is another way to achieve happiness. Being overweight or not eating nutritious foods can give a negative effect on your mood. Additionally, exercise has been known to release endorphins that give you a feeling of happiness. Well, that's kind of an obvious thing, isn't it? That diet an exercise. I guess the word for here I get more than anything around that is moderation. Just moderation. You know, there are people who eat everything they love. I remember the story. This is a great story about a famous French chef. And I forgot what program it was on. It was in Paris. And the man loved mashed potatoes. Just loved mashed potatoes. But he would have mashed potatoes every day. That was his little thing that he loved, right? But he did it in a very healthy way because he had a little cup of mashed potatoes. I mean, smaller than a teacup, a little baby teacup, right? And so he would have his little cup of mashed potatoes every day. So sometimes there are little treasures, little things that you love, but you can do it in moderation. You can have a small amount of it every day. Now, some doctors and scientists say that if you have one or two drinks a day, one drink a day of alcohol for a woman and two for a man, is not going to cause any harm. That's up to you, your choice. But that's your little balance, moderation. You know, first of having seven cocktails in the evening, you know, maybe one little one if that's where you're driven to do. So it's moderation, and don't stop depriving yourself of things you absolutely love. Like I like cheesecake. If I can have a sliver of cheesecake, I'm a happy camper. Of course, you want to eat the whole thing. It's like, ooh, consume, but you know what's going to happen. But that little sliver just gives you that taste of cheesecake, okay? So let's move on to the next point and check back with you folks, see if there's anything going on, anything fun in your world. Nope. Okay. I'm talking about happiness, and I think that's really good points. Oh, the sun's coming out where I live. We've been raining all day. The sun finally broke out. Isn't that fun? The storm is moving to the east. Yay! Okay, finally, it's important to understand that you deserve happiness. Don't you love that idea? You deserve happiness. Those who believe that they're not worthy of happiness may be subconsciously sabotage their efforts to achieve happiness. So you have to believe in terms of your birthright. Your birthright. God didn't send you to be miserable, to punish you in a horrible life. Some people believe that stuff. I don't. If necessary, tell yourself each day that you deserve to be happy and remind yourself that steps will take to achieve the happiness you desire. Now think about that for a moment. You deserve happiness. You came here to be happy. You know, I use the word source a lot instead of God, but inappropriate here to say to use the word God, because I love the expression God is love. If you have a God that's love, it's full of love, that kind of equates itself to happiness, doesn't it? You got a happy God, not a depressing God, not a boring God, not a God that wants to stir up things and make good in our lives if we allow it. So I'm not getting all spiritual and religious on you here, but the idea is that it's our right. It's our birthright to be happy, and we allow circumstances in our lives to keep us from being happy. It's not the other way around. We didn't come here to try to attain happiness. We came here to maintain and increase our happiness. That's the point I'm trying to make there. Okay. There's another article. Let me find a simpler article. I like this article. It's another one on happiness, and this is from the realsimple.com. 10 ways to be happy. And I'm not going to get through all these, and I'll just highlight one or two of them. And don't start with profunderies. I like that word, profunderies. When I began my happiness project, I realized that pretty quickly that rather than jumping into with lengthy daily meditation or answering deep questions of self-identity, I would start with basics, like going to sleep at a decent hour and not letting yourself get too hungry. Science backs this up. These are two factors that have a big impact on happiness. It's not the questions of the universe. It's the little things that we can do, like getting enough sleep. Nothing worse than a grumpy, hungry person, right? I'm hungry, I'm tired, and I want to go home. That was one of my favorite expressions from a friend of mine when in my 20s. He was always like, I'm hungry, I'm tired, and I want to go home. Now, that's not a happy camper. So if you're fed and you're rested, you're on the road to happiness. You're kind of getting there already, right? Don't let the sun go down on anger. I love this one. I had always scrupulously aired my irritation as soon as possible to make sure I vented all the bad feelings before bedtime. Studies show, however, that the notion of anger catharsis is puppycock. Expressing anger related to minor fleeting annoyances just amplifies bad feelings. While not expressing anger awful allows it to dissipate. So going into tirades all the time over little annoying things, just kind of let it go. You can move to something that feels good. If something feels bad, you have a choice. You have a choice from something that feels bad to move to something that feels good. Life is about a series of choices. Every day you make choices. You made a choice to listen to this show, right? You had a choice. Nobody forced you to listen to it. So you have a choice. If you're angry, you have a choice to move to happiness, to find something that makes you feel good, to move to a happy feeling. Okay? The next point, and I think I have a time for one more point. I got a couple more minutes. I always want to make sure I get through the ones that feel appropriate. But these are all kind of interesting and things. Fake it till you feel it. Feelings follow actions. If I'm feeling low, I deliberately act cheery. I find myself actually feeling happier. If I'm feeling angry at someone, I do something thoughtful for her, and my feelings toward her soften. This strategy is uncanny effective. Now, I would say that if you're getting kind of yucky feelings about somebody, they've done something, just send them love, right? Just send them love. And look for the positive in each person. Everybody has something positive about them. I don't think there is any. Well, there may be a couple out there that don't have positive things about them. But I think that's pretty rare. Everybody has something positive about them. So when you start thinking, getting upset about somebody, look for the positive in them. Okay? Act cheery. Find something that makes you laugh. Find a video, play with a dog, play with a cat, play with children. Do something that makes you feel good. And that will get you back into the mood. Okay. This next one I thought was rather interesting, and it's kind of contrary to what most people will think. Buy some happiness. Our basic psychological needs include feeling loved, secure, and good at what we do. You also want to have a sense of control. Money doesn't automatically fill these requirements, but it can't help. I've learned to look for things to spend money to stay in closer contact with friends and family, to promote my health, to work more efficiently, to eliminate sources of irritation and marital conflict, to support important causes, to have engaging experiences, for example, and blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on. But sometimes you can use money in a positive way to make you feel good. What if you gave money to the homeless every day, or gave to a charity, or helped somebody in some way? Like giving money to a homeless person, not worry about what they're going to do with it. That's that generosity, being generous, giving, and using your money in positive ways will help you to be happy. That's what she's saying, right? Absolutely. So think about that. The author's name is Gretchen Rubin. So I need to tell you that so you know who this is. It's from www.realsimple.com. Gretchen Rubin is her name. Give her a plug for this lovely article. So it's about happiness. So you got lots of tips on being happy. Some of them I've posted on Facebook if you're so inclined to find me there. I think my link is listed on my page here. And so I post these things all the time. Well, it's been fun. Today's Friday. And it's been an interesting day for a lot of us. And so I will be back on Monday. Have a beautiful weekend. Have some fun. Be happy. Okay? And I thank you for those who call in and those who listen. Bye now.